This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, Waves 2025, will begin today at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the four-day summit. The event will provide a global platform for discussions on the future of the audiovisual and entertainment industry. The summit, with the tagline Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries, is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. It will integrate films, OTT, gaming, comics, digital media, artificial intelligence, broadcasting and emerging tech, making it a comprehensive showcase of India's media and entertainment prowess. Prime Minister Modi will also visit the Creatosphere and interact with creators selected from the 32 Create in India challenges. Government has decided to include the caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed about the Cabinet decision at a media briefing yesterday.
Under the leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
Mr. Vaishnav said the move demonstrates that the Narendra Modi government is committed to the values and interests of the society and country, like in the past when it had introduced 10% reservation for the economically weaker sections without causing stress in any section of the society. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved a new highway from Shillong to Silchar at a cost of 22,864 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the length of the highway will be over 166 kilometers and it will improve connectivity to Tripura, Mizoram, Manipur and the Barak Valley region of Assam. The CCEA also approved fair and remunerative price of sugar cane for sugar season 2025-26 at 355 rupees per quintal for farmers. Mr. Vaishnav added that the decision will benefit 5 crore sugar cane farmers. India has closed its airspace for Pakistan Airlines in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. The airspace closure will be in effect till 23rd of May. The Civil Aviation Ministry has informed that Indian airspace is not available for aircraft registered in Pakistan, aircraft operated, owned or leased by Pakistani airlines or operators, including military aircraft, during the period. A notice to airmen, NOTAM, has been issued banning Pakistan Airlines from using the Indian airspace. Bangladesh Supreme Court has stayed the High Court order granting bail to Chinmoy Krishna Das, the former ISKCON monk and spokesperson of Bangladesh Sammilito Sanatani Jogran Joth, in a sedition case. Judge of the Appellate Division of Supreme Court, Justice Rezul Haq, passed the order after hearing an appeal filed by the State Council hours after the High Court granted him bail yesterday. The stay order will remain in force until the filing of a leave to appeal petition and release of the full text of the verdict. Earlier, the Bangladesh High Court granted bail to Chinmoy Krishna Das, who was arrested on November 25 last year. His arrest has sparked widespread outrage across the world. The United States has announced that it has signed an economic partnership agreement with Ukraine that will allow Washington access to Kyiv's rare earth minerals in exchange for a joint fund to invest in Ukraine's reconstruction. Washington and Kyiv have been engaged in intense negotiations for a couple of months to reach an agreement to provide the United States with access to Ukraine's natural resources. U.S. Treasury Department press release states the two countries have mutually agreed to form a reconstruction investment fund, which would receive 50% of profits and royalties accruing to the Ukrainian state from new natural resource permits. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings CSK by 4 wickets at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.